The first thing I notice when I wake up is the ache, the deep throbbing insistence between my thighs. My body was still humming with the memory of your hands, your mouth, your cock. The way you touched me was like something cherished and filthy all at the same time. The sheets beneath me were cool against my bare skin, but my flesh was hot. My nipples tight little peaks. My pussy already slick and swollen with need. I rolled onto my side, pressing my thighs together, but the friction only made it worse. A whimper escaped my lips as I imagine your voice in my ear, low and rough, growling with need. The morning light filtered through the half-drawn curtains, painting golden stripes across the bed, across me. I trailed my fingers down my stomach, over the dip of my waist, and lower, until I was cupping myself, my breath hitching at how wet I already was. Just the thought of you had me dripping. Your name is like a sigh on my lips, like an erotic prayer I don't want to stop repeating. Oh, I remembered the way your hands gripped my hips, fingers digging in just hard enough to leave marks. How your mouth had seared a path down my neck, teeth scraping and nibbling, lips sucking. Oh, I was trembling beneath you. The thought of it made my back arch off the mattress. Even now, just like it had last night, my body wanting and craving that same possession. I couldn't help but slide two fingers inside myself, biting my lip to stifle a moan. It still wasn't enough. I only want you. I needed your weight pinning me down, your breath hot against my ear. Your perfect cock stretching me, only in the way that you can. I began to pump my fingers slowly, imagining it was your length filling me, your thumb circling my clit with that maddening precision that always makes my toes curl. My other hand begins to explore my breast, squeezing, pinching my nipple, until a sharp gasp tears from my throat. The pleasure coiling tighter, but still wasn't the same. Not even close. It was never the same without you. A sudden knock at the door made me freeze. I yank my hand down from between my legs, my heart pounding. The wood creaked as the door pushed open. And there you stand, framed in the doorway like some sinful dream come true. Your gaze locks onto mine, naked, flushed, my fingers still glistening with my own arousal. You can't help but let a slow, wicked smile curve your lips. Morning. Need some help with that? Your voice rough with sleep and something hungrier, sexier. You don't wait for an invitation, not that you ever need to. The door clicks shut as you stalk toward the bed, your movements predatory, deliberate, delicious. My breath hitches as you crawl onto the mattress, your gorgeous body caging mine, your heat taking me whole. So I see you've been touching yourself. Who are you thinking about? Are you thinking about me? Your lips brush my ear as you ask, your breath hot, your scent musky, male, oh, intoxicating. It wraps around me like a promise. I couldn't lie, not when my body was still trembling with need, not when your thumb was tracing the wetness between my thighs, gathering it, spreading it over my swollen lips. Answer me, you say, your teeth grazing my earlobe, just hard enough to make me shudder. Yes. My hips lift involuntarily, wanting more of your touch. You chuckle, dark, satisfied, and your fingers slide inside me with ease, curling, oh, just right. I cry out, my nails raking down your back, but you don't stop. You never stop. Such a greedy girl you are, you say before kissing me, your mouth crashing down on mine. The kiss was brutal, possessive, your tongue delving between my lips as your skilled fingers worked me open, stretching me, preparing me. I could taste myself on your lips, could feel your cock hardening against my thigh, thick and demanding. I moan, my body arching, my pussy clenching round your fingers as you fuck me, slow and deep. You wake up wet like this for me, baby, aching for my cock. I whimper in response, my face burning with a hint of shame, but mostly raw, primal desire. Please, I beg, my voice breaking. I need more. Those fingers aren't enough. Nothing was, except the thick, heavy length of you buried inside me, filling me until I couldn't tell where I ended and you began. You pull your fingers free from my pussy with a wet, gorgeous pop, lifting them to your mouth. Your tongue flicks out, tasting me, your eyes never leaving mine. A shudder racks my body, my pussy throbbing, empty and desperate. You taste good, you smirk. Your handsome face smiling down at me as you climb over my body, allowing your cock to tease the entrance to my pussy. Your head already slick with pre-cum. I try to rock my hips to take you inside of me, but you hold yourself just out of reach, hands gripping my thighs, spreading me wider. Patience, greedy girl. Patience, you growl, lips trailing down my neck, teeth nipping at the sensitive skin just below my ear. I gasp, my back arching again, holding you to me. You, and only you, know how to drive me to the brink of begging. Your mouth finds my nipple, your tongue swirling around the tight bud before sucking it between your lips, biting down just enough to make me cry out. Not in pain, but in pleasure. My hands fist the sheets, my body writhing beneath you. The ache in my pussy making it so hard to think, let alone form words. Please, is all I can manage, my voice sounding raw. I need you, now. You give me a low laugh that vibrates against my soft skin, your breath hot as you release my nipple and allow your lips to find mine again. Your kiss slow and deep this time, claiming me as you finally, finally push your pulsing cock inside of me. We both groan into the kiss, the stretch burning me in the best way. My pussy walls clenching you, trying to adjust to your thickness. You fill me completely. Your cock hitting that sweet spot deep inside. I can feel my vision begin to blur as your hands grip my hips, fingers digging into my flesh. Your thrusts slow at first, each one dragging a broken sound from my throat. Fuck, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel so good. My nails scraping down your back as you fuck me. Your cock sliding in and out of me with that dizzying wet sound. The sound that always takes my pleasure to the next level. The bed creaks beneath us. Sheets tangling round our limbs as you pick up the pace. Thrusts growing harder. Deeper. Your mouth finds my neck again. Your lips pressing open mouth kisses to my skin. Teeth grazing and softly biting, just enough to mark me. I could feel the bruises forming. Could feel the way my body would ache later. And I loved it. I wanted you to mark me. I wanted everyone to know that I am yours. Oh, harder, baby. Please. I begged as my legs wrapped around your waist, my heels digging into your arse, urging you on. You growl as your hands slide under me, lifting me, changing the angle so your cock hit that perfect spot with every thrust. My breath was coming in sharp, desperate pants, my body coiling tighter, my orgasm building like a storm inside of me. Yes, yes. Fuck me like you mean it. Fuck me like you own me. You respond with a primal groan. I can feel your cock swelling inside me as you drive into me with a desperation that now matches my own. Your mouth crashes against mine again in a bruising kiss as your fingers find my clit, circling, rubbing, pushing me closer. And closer to the edge. Fuck, baby. I'm going to come. But you already knew it. You knew exactly what you were doing. You could feel it in the way my cunt was clenching you. The way my body is clinging to yours. The way my nails are digging into your skin. Come for me. Now. Your voice is a commanding whisper. I want to feel you come all over my cock. Give it to me. Your words send me spiraling, my orgasm crashing over me like a tidal wave, my pussy clenching you as a scream of pleasure tears through me, my body trembling as wave after wave of ecstasy racks me. But you don't stop. You fuck me through it. Your cock pounding me. Fingers still working my swollen clit, dragging out my pleasure until I can't take any more. Baby, come for me, please. I want to feel you come deep inside my pussy. Give it to me. Please, baby, please. Your cock twitches at my words, and I can feel your body begin to tense as your orgasm crests. Your thrust growing erratic as it hits. Your swollen cock pulsing as you spill your gorgeous load inside of me. Marking me as yours as another orgasm shudders through me. This one deep inside. My body stiffening with release. No sound coming out of my body as your hot thick cum keeps painting my inner walls. Shooting inside me again and again. Until you collapse on top of me, heavy and ragged. Oh, and perfect. I wrap my arms around you, my fingers tracing lazy patterns on your sweat-slick back, my pussy still fluttering around your softening cock. Neither of us can move for a long while, it seems, both of us completely spent. The only sound being the still ragged rhythm of our breathing. Your lips press a soft open-mouthed kiss to my shoulder. Your tongue flicking out to taste my skin. You belong to me. Your voice was rough yet sweet. I knew it wasn't a question. It was a fact. It was a promise. I look at you, my lips finding yours in a slow, deep kiss before pulling back to look deeply into your eyes. Yes.